Loneliness in elders has many causes. It may be triggered by illnesses, inability to communicate, lack of money, or COVID-19 pandemic. Seniors who suffer from loneliness often experience negative feelings, low self-esteem, and depression. They may even develop dementia. Older women, for example, are more likely to feel lonely than older men. Men, on the other hand, are less likely to experience loneliness or to talk about it. One approach is to develop an intervention based on a specific model. For example, a social interaction program may be the best option to reduce loneliness in elders. There are many methods of addressing loneliness in elders. Social workers, caregivers, and family members can help elders identify the best interventions for their needs. For example, social workers can assist seniors to identify the types of activities that may encourage them to socialize with other older people. Seniors may not express their loneliness outright, but may mention it to you. If a senior is physically withdrawn, they may be suffering from loneliness. A family member or friend may notice a change in their behavior and may feel threatened by it. A doctor should investigate the cause of loneliness in elders to prevent further problems. If you notice any of these symptoms, it's best to seek treatment immediately. In addition to the social consequences of loneliness, isolated seniors are more likely to develop physical problems. Those who experience loneliness tend to engage in unhealthy behavior, including smoking and overeating. Inactivity leads to increased blood pressure and heart disease. A social interaction is crucial to help senior citizens feel more comfortable and confident in their bodies. Moreover, social connections can provide vital companionship. And, modern technologies can provide a better social environment for lonely elders. Loneliness and depression are closely related and are often linked in longitudinal studies. While there is no conclusive evidence to prove this, it does show an association between loneliness and depressive symptoms. Furthermore, loneliness in elders may inhibit the remission of depression. Loneliness also has many positive effects on health, which may be beneficial or detrimental. But there are still many unanswered questions. These studies highlight the importance of addressing loneliness in elderly populations. Although many interventions have been developed to address loneliness among elders, there is no universal solution to the problem. The individuality of loneliness experiences makes standardized interventions difficult to deliver. Thus, interventions should be tailored to the needs of specific groups and the level of loneliness experienced. The aim of these interventions is to provide an effective social environment for elderly people. If you are considering implementing such interventions, be sure to follow these guidelines. The risks of loneliness in elders are numerous. Among the major risks are family dispersion, decreased mobility, poor health, and loss of loved ones. The older population is particularly vulnerable to loneliness, and research suggests that 50% of people over 60 will experience loneliness at some point in their lives. The decline of family relationships and social support among older people increases the risk of developing dementia and other serious health issues. If loneliness persists, it will affect their financial security and quality of life.